Before sharing on the book of Ephesians, I would like also to offer a meal offering to the Father.
我们在看以弗所书之前，我也要献一个素祭给天父。
As well as a burnt offering.
还有一个燔祭。
Because our Lord, when He was living on this earth,
因为当我们的主活在这个地上的时候
，He only had one thing in His heart.
他在心中只有一件事。
That is to accomplish the will of the Father.
就是要完成父的旨意。
And in his human life with such a wonderful humanity,
在他的人性里，他有这么一个美妙的人性。
The Lord refused to let anything stop him from carrying out the will of the Father.
他不容许任何的事情 他不容许任何的事情拦阻他执行父的旨意。
I believe in his whole life, especially in the last 3.5 years,
我相信在主的一生，尤其在末后的三年半
，There has been so many things standing in his way.
有那么多的拦阻要挡住他的去路。
You remember at the end when he was on the way to Jerusalem.
你记得吗？到最后，当他要往耶路撒冷去的时候
，There has been so much obstacle stopping him.
他面对那么多的拦阻
，But the Lord still went.
但是主仍然往前。
Praise the Lord for that.
赞美主。
And in these days, these few months, there has been many obstacles standing in the way in my life.
在最近这几年，也是有很多的拦阻在我的人生中。
But praise the Lord.
但是赞美主。
I really enjoy the peace of Christ within me and not to react.
我实在是享受基督在我的心里做这个和平，所以我可以不用去反应。
When I was contemplating what to do, the Lord said, "Do nothing."
当我在那里思考我要怎样做的时候，主跟我说什么都不要做。
Just do the things that is well pleasing to the Father.
只要做讨父神喜悦的事。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
It's so wonderful.
这实在美好。
By having such a view of our Lord Jesus Christ,
当我们对主耶稣有这样的看见
，I really could go on without too much consideration, except that the Father will be pleased.
我就可以没有什么其他的顾忌，唯一所关心的就是要讨父神的喜悦。
Praise God for that.
为着这个赞美神。
And I do believe that as we continue to trust in God,
我也深信，当我们继续的信靠神
，nothing could stop Him doing His work in us to fulfill His purpose.
就没有什么能够拦阻他在我们里面执行他的旨意。
Praise the Father.
赞美父。
In chapter 1 of Ephesians,
在以弗所书第一章
we fellowship concerning what Paul was trying to convey to us here.
我们交通到保罗他要传达给我们的讯息
even right in the first verse.
就是从第一节开始呢
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God.
奉神旨意做基督耶稣使徒的保罗
Paul was a person who is absolutely for God's will.
保罗是一个完全为着神旨意的人
If we read his epistles,
如果我们看他的书信
He didn't care about anything.
他其他什么都不管
He didn't care to please men.
他不是要得人的心
He didn't care whether the Jews are happy or not about what he shared.
他也不管犹太人对他所分享的是高兴还是不喜欢。
There's so much opposition.
他面对那么多的反对。
But as long as he's clear that this is the will of God,
但只要他心里清楚这个是神的旨意
，nothing could stop him.
就没有什么能够拦阻他。
Truly.He was an apostle according to the will of God.
他实在是一个奉神旨意做使徒的人。
How do we know that he's so much for the will of God here in chapter 1?
我们从第一章怎么能够看出他是那么的为着神的旨意呢？
Because he said so.
因为他自己这么说。
Everything is according to the good pleasure of his will in verse 5.
第五节他说凡事都是按着他自己的意志所喜悦的。
Right. And he says that a couple of times.
他这句话说了好几次。
According to his will.
按照他的旨意。
For his good pleasure.
为着他的喜悦。
Many times our life is for our good pleasure, not for his good pleasure.
很多时候我们的人生是为了讨我们自己的喜悦，不是神的喜悦。
We don't think about him so much.
我们没有那么多的去想到神。
Whenever we do something,
每当我们做一件事,
we always ask, well, I don't like it, right? I don't want that.
我们总是说我不喜欢，我不要。
Just like little children.
就好像小孩子。
My grandchildren, I'll say, I don't want to.
我的孙子们常常说我不要。
The parents tell them to do this, I don't want to.
父母教他们做这件事，他说我不要。
Do that. I don't like it.
做那件事，我不喜欢。
Wear this clothes. No, I like that clothes.
穿这件衣服。
Like that dress.
他说不，我喜欢穿那一件。
She's about 7 years old.
这是大概七岁的孩子。
No, I'm 70.
后来十，我七十了。
I'm over 70.
我已经超过七十了。
I do the same thing.
我也做一样的事。
I don't want to.
我不要。
I don't like that.
我不喜欢这个。
I'm not happy with it.
我对这个我不高兴。
We're all like this.
我们都是这个样子。
Whether you're seven,
不管你是七岁。
Or you're 70 plus.
或是超过七十岁。
Our self is always like this.
我们的己总是这样。
We need salvation.
我们需要拯救。
We need Christ.
我们需要基督。是的。
So may the Lord open our eyes.
愿主开启我们的眼睛。
Even in this chapter, chapter 1, Paul even knew God's will before the foundation of the world.
就是在这一章第一章，保罗说他，他知道神的旨意，就是在创世之前的旨意。
Even the will of God before the foundation of the world, Paul knew about that.
对，甚至是在创世之前的旨意，保罗知道这个是什么。
Amazing.
真是惊人。
You and I, we don't even know what God wants to do tomorrow, right?
你和我，我甚至不知道明天神要做什么，对不对？
But Paul knew.What God's will was before the foundation of the world.
但是神他晓得啊，保罗他晓得神在创世之前的旨意。
You think he was so intelligent? He knew.
你想保罗那么聪明，他知道吗？
No.
不。
I think he is not more intelligent than any of us here.
我想他不比我们在座的任何一位聪明。
But he was a seeking person.
但是他是一个寻求的人。
He desires to please God.
他有心要讨神的喜悦。
He experienced Christ as such a wonderful burnt offering.
他经历了基督是一个这么奇妙的燔祭。
A man who is for the will of God.
一个完全为着神旨意的人。
Not only he said it in Ephesians here, but he said it in Galatians as well.
不仅是在以弗所书，在加拉太书里他也这么说。
He said, if I'm still seeking to please men, then I am not a servant of Christ.
他说，如果我还要得人的心，我就不是基督的仆人。
And he says, Paul, an apostle, not of men.
他说保罗做使徒呢不是凭着人
Not of the will of man
也不是凭着人的意思
And he again said here is the will of God
在这里他也说到是奉神旨意
How wonderful it is to be sure concerning the will of God
我们能够对神的旨意有那么的把握这何等美好
So when the Lord came to this earth
所以当主来到这个地上的时候
He was 100% sure concerning the Father's will.
他对神父神的旨意是百分之百的有把握。
No wonder it's written both in the Psalms and in Hebrews chapter 10, Behold, I come to do your will.
难怪在诗篇还有希伯来书第十章都说到看哪、啊、我来了为要遵行你的旨意。
You have given me an ear to listen.
你已经开通我的耳朵。
Without an ear to listen, how can you do God's will?
你若没有听话的耳朵，你要如何去执行神的旨意？
In order to do God's will, you need to have an ear to hear Him.
要遵行神的旨意，你必须有可听的耳朵。
If you are a servant,
如果你是个仆人。
You have to have a listening ear.
你要有会听话的耳朵。
中国人常说不听话，不听话。
The Chinese always say disobedient, not listening.
对不对 ？If you are disobedient, that means you're not listening. You're not listening.
悖逆就是说你不听话。
If you don't listen to man, it's okay.
如果你不听人的话，那还没关系。
But listen to God.
但是你要听神的话。
Learn to be a person who listens to God.
学习做一个听神的话的人。
At the end of the book, the Bible, the Lord says, "He who has an ear, let him hear."
在圣经的末了，主说，凡有耳的。
Let him hear.
就应当听。
What does it mean? Just hear?
这是什么意思呢？只是听到一个声音吗？
Does it mean that, okay, I heard it, goodbye?
就是说我听到了，再见。
No, it means you obey.
不，这个就是要听从。
Hear him.
听从他。
This is my beloved son.Hear him.
这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
That means obey him.
就是要听从他。
We are all disobedient children.
我们都是悖逆的儿女。
That is what Paul said here.
这是保罗在这里有提到的。
Right, sons of disobedience.
悖逆之子。
In verse 2.
在第二章的第二节。
Fallen human beings are all disobedient.
堕落的人都是悖逆的。
That's why we think we're so smart.
所以我们自以为很聪明。
The smarter you are, the more disobedient you will be.
你越聪明就越悖逆。
You will not listen.
因为你不听。
Sometimes it's better not to be so smart.
所以有时候我们没有那么聪明是比较好的。
Then you will listen to the Lord.
因为这样你就会听从主。
Yeah.
是的。
If you are too smart,
如果你太聪明
it's very hard for you to hear the Lord.
你就很难听从主。
Yeah. So, Paul showed us that the Father has given us all the spiritual and heavenly blessings in Christ Jesus.
保罗让我们看见父神已经把一切属灵的祝福在基督里把这些属天的祝福赐给我们。
He even says every spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus the Father has given us.
他甚至说一切所有属天的属灵祝福父都已经在基督里赐给我们了。
And then he enumerated some of them.
然后他就列出了几项。
I think if you were asked to enumerate some of the heavenly spiritual blessings, I don't think you can readily talk about it, right?
我想如果要你列出神所赐给你的属天、属灵的祝福，你恐怕没有那么轻易的就举出这么多例子。
Even preaching the gospel, sometimes you don't know what to say.
甚至是在传福音的时候，我们有时候都不知道要说什么。
But Paul, he enumerated. That means he knew every blessing that he was talking about.
但是保罗能够容易地举出这些例子，因为他十分清楚他在说什么。
No, especially he never forgot the wonderful inheritance that we receive from him.
尤其他没有忘记我们所承受这个奇妙的基业。
And he even knew that God has given even us a guarantee, the Holy Spirit, who sealed us to be the guarantee, the earnest, the down payment for this wonderful inheritance.
他也没有忘记，神已经把圣灵赐给我们，作为得基业的质凭据保证。
Really wonderful.
真是美妙。
He talked about God chose us to be holy and without blemish.
他说到神拣选我们是要我们圣洁没有瑕疵。
In fact, he mentioned that first as the first point.
其实这个是他所列出的第一点。
How many of us aspire to live a life that is holy and without blemish?
我们有多少人有这样的心智要做一个 要过一个圣洁没有瑕疵生活的人？
Because we didn't know that that was theForemost point, the top point in God's heart.
因为我们甚至都不知道这个是在神心里面的首点。
No wonder Paul said the same thing in chapter 5 of the book of Ephesians, that the Lord desires to have a church that is holy and without blemish.
难怪保罗在第五章要重提说基督所要的是一个圣洁没有瑕疵的教会。
Because he knew that was in the heart of God.
因为他知道这个是在神心里的事。
Yes. So all of these wonderful blessings that he enumerated here.
所以保罗在这里所列出来这些美妙的福祝福
is for us today to experience so that we can carry out God's purpose on this earth.
是为了让我们来经历，好使我们今天能够遵行神的旨意。
Because if you and I are not holy and without blemish, how can the church be holy and without blemish, right?
因为如果你我都不圣洁无瑕疵，教会要怎样圣洁无瑕疵？
I think we seldom talk about holiness.
我想我们很少提到圣洁。
Because it's very difficult to say it out of our mouth if we are not living a holy life.
因为如果我们自己没有过一个圣洁的生活，要说出圣洁这两个字不是那么简单。
But Paul enumerated such a wonderful list of the spiritual blessings.
但是保罗说出了一个这么奇妙的一个清单哦，列出了这么多美妙的祝福。
And then he talked about the mystery of his will, God's ultimate purpose.
然后他说到神旨意的奥秘，就是最终神所要
得着的。In verse 10 of chapter 1.
第一章第十节。
Yeah. Let us read that in the dispensation.That means in his planning, in his purpose, of the fullness of the times, he might gather together in one, or he might head up all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in Christ, in him.
第十节要照所安排的在日期满足的时候使天上地上一切所有的都在元首基督里面同归于一
Praise the Lord
赞美主
What a wonderful dispensation planned of God to head up the things in heaven and things on earth all things to be headed up in one in Christ Jesus
这是神何等奇妙的计划他要把一切天上地上的一切都在元首基督里面同归于一
Because there's a problem in this universe This is the rebellion started by the archangel who became Satan
因为在这个宇宙中有一个大问题就是天使长 撒旦他所开始的这个反背叛神。
Yeah. And that rebellion was injected into our flesh, our body.
而这个背叛呢，已经被注入了我们的肉体里面。
So look at this world today.
所以你看看今天的世界。
So much confusion.
有那么多的混乱。
So much violence.
那么多的暴力。
So much rebellion.
那么多的背叛。
Terror.
恐怖。
So many things happening.
有那么多的事情在发生。
Not only in the world.
也不仅在世界。
But what about us here in a church life?
还有我们呢？在教会生活中的我们呢？
Are we willing to be headed up?By Christ.
我们愿意服在元首基督之下吗？
Actually, Paul did say that we who first trusted in God, in Christ, we should be actually the first ones to be headed up.
其实保罗说到，我们是这些首先在基督里有盼望的人，我们更是首先要服在元首基督之下。
But in order to be headed up, you need to submit yourself to the head, right?
所以你要在他里面归于一，你要先服从他。
That's what Paul said in chapter 4, that we should grow up in all things into the head, which is Christ.
这是保罗在第四章所说的，我们要凡事长进，连于元首基督。
We should all be under the headship of Christ.
我们都要服在基督的这个权柄之下。
But I think it's a hard thing for us to do, right?
但我想我们要这么做是相当的难，对不对？
It's because you and I are not experiencing Christ as a burnt offering.
因为我们没有那么多的经历基督做我们的燔祭。
The one who is fully submissive to the Father.
那完全顺服父神的人。
Do not underestimate the matter of the burnt offering.
不要小看燔祭这件事。
Because we are rebellious.
因为我们是悖逆的。
We like to do our own thing.
我们喜欢做自己的事。
Look at so many Christians today, including ourselves.
你看看今天这么多的基督徒，包括我们。
Are we really listening to God?
我们真的有听神的话吗？
Yeah, we believe in Christ, no doubt.
是的，毫无疑问，我们信基督。
But apart from believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, what are we doing?
但是我们除了信基督，我们在这里做什么？
Are we obedient to the Father's will?
我们有顺从父的旨意吗？
Are we living a life according to the Father's will?
我们所过的生活是照着父神的旨意吗？
We all have to.Confess that we fall short.
我们都必须承认我们亏缺了神。
That's why Paul said, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
所以保罗说，众人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Right. Then why couldn't we obey?
那我们为什么不能顺服他？
Paul described chapter 2 to us.
在第二章里，保罗这样向我们形容
：In our natural man, we are sons of disobedience.
因为在我们天然的人里面，我们是悖逆之子。
So what are we going to do?
所以我们要怎么办
？What is God going to do?
神要怎么办
？He brought Christ to be our peace offering.
他把基督带给我们，做我们的和平祭。
That's why in chapter 2 it says Christ is our peace, 和睦。
所以在第二章说到基督是我们的和睦。
And how did Christ accomplish that?
基督如何成就和睦呢？
Through the cross.
那是借着十字架。
To terminate you and to terminate me.
在那里了结了你我。
To terminate the fallen old man.
了结这个堕落的旧人。
Both Jews and Gentiles.
包括犹太和外邦人。
Yeah.
是的。
The enmity.
之间的冤仇。
Oh Lord, so you need peace, right?
所以我们需要和睦。
Peace with whom?
与谁和睦
？Firstly, peace with God.
首先是与神和睦。
Take care of that.
你要注意这一点。
Because if you don't have peace with God,
因为如果你与神没有和睦
，we will not have peace with one another.
我们之间就不会有和睦。
And we are talking about a special kind of peace.
而且我们在这里说的是一个特别的和睦。
This wonderful peace is a wonderful person.
这个特别的和睦是一个奇妙的人物。
Yeah.
是的。
And in order to accomplish this peace, he has to bring forth a new human race.
要成就这个和睦，他必须产生一个新的人类。
Because our old man just cannot make it.
因为我们的旧人没有办法做得到。
Not possible.
不可能。
After all these 50 years standing here, I can confess to you, no, our old man, my old man, cannot do anything.
我在这里站着讲台50几年，我可以认真的向你承认说，我们的旧人，我的旧人做不到。
不是站在讲台五十多年了，我说过去五十多年的经历啊，我今天站在这里可以见证说，我们的旧人是无药可救的。
Sorry.
No, that's not. It's me, my fault. I didn't say it clearly. Yeah. What can we do?
那我们要怎么办？
What is the solution?
解决的方法是什么？
The new man.
新人。
The new man.
新人。
If you don't learn to enjoy and eat the humanity of the Lord Jesus Christ,
你若不学习吃还有享受主耶稣的人性，
keep the feast of the unleavened bread,
来守这个除酵节，
and to enjoy Christ as a meal offering,
而且经历享受基督做你的素祭，
you have no way,
你没有办法，
I would have no way,
我也没有办法。
That is why in chapter 4,
所以在第四章
beginning in verse 20,
从第二十节开始。
Yeah, but you have not so learned Christ.
你们学了基督，却不是这样。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Don't learn doctrine.
不要学道理。
You learn Christ.
学基督。
I already said it once before, or quite a few times, I don't know.
我曾经说过。
I used to love knowledge and doctrines, teachings.
我以前是喜欢道理知识的。
When I was much, much younger.
当我还比较年轻的时候。
But today,
但是今天，
the only thing I want to learn is to learn Christ.
我唯一所要学的就是学基督。
Who is this Christ?
这一位基督是谁呀？
What is he to me?
他对我是个
怎
样的人？
How can I experience him?
我如何能经历他？
How can I know him?
我如何能认识他？
How can I put Christ on?
我如何能把他穿上？
How can I experience the power of his resurrection?
如何经历他复活的大能？
What about his suffering?
还有他的受苦？
What about to be conformed to his death?
还有效法他的死？
What about all of his human virtues?
还有他人性一切的美德？
Everything concerning this wonderful person I want to learn, don't you?
我要学一切关乎这位奇妙基督的。
No,
你不要吗？
Or do you just want to learn the Bible?
还是你只是要学圣经？
Of course, it's good to learn the Bible.
当然，学圣经是很好的。
But what's the purpose?
但是学圣经的目的是什么？
Is to learn Christ.
就是要学基督。
And what do you learn about this Christ?
那你对这个基督又学了什么？
If indeed you have heard him, And have been taught by him. Are you being taught by him?
21节，如果你听过他的道，领了他的教，你有没有受过他的教导啊？
As the truth is in Jesus.
学了他的真理，就如真理在他里面。
Because he is the truth.
因为他就是真理。
Without him, there is no truth.
没有他就没有真理。
Truth separated from him is零 this zero zero
真理如果离开了基督就是零当的零
that's right you have nothing just some knowledge in your head
你一无所有不过所有的不过是一点头脑里的知识
this is what Paul says it will make you puffed up
这就是保罗所说的知识叫人自高自大
but not if you have the reality of Christ and you are learning Christ
但是如果你真的有基督的实际在这里学基督你就不会自高自大
because Christ is not puffed up
因为基督不自高自大
Amen. Then it says here what have you learned or what haveWe learned, verse 22, that you put off concerning the former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to deceitful lusts.
我们所学的就是要脱去从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。
Have you learned it?
你学了吗？
Put off the old man.
学习。脱下旧人
with the old habit
还有旧的习惯
your diplomatic habit
你那个政治手腕
your corrupted habit
堕落的习惯
deceitful habit
欺骗诡诈的习惯
and it's growing
而且这个是在那里增加成长的
so if you don't put it off It will put you off.
所以如果你不把它给脱下，它就要来对付你。
You don't cancel the old man, it'll cancel you.
你不要把旧人给删除掉，它就会来删除你，对付你。
Learn this.
学这个。
Don't learn too much doctrine.
不要学太多道理。
Because If it's just a doctrine,
因为道理不过只是道理
it will have an adverse effect on you.
光是有道理对你其实是有反效果
The Pharisees, the scribes, they know so much.
法利赛人和经学家他们懂得那么多
We shouldn't be like that.
我们不要像他们
We must learn Christ.
我们要学基督 Amen.
Then it says here, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
Amen. 23节又要将你们的心智改换一新，就是被更新。
Right. In the Chinese, it's 心智 But in the Greek text, it is the spirit of your mind.
在希腊原文，心智其实就是你心思的灵。
哎，怎么心思会有灵啊？
Oh, there is a spirit in my mind.
It simply means that the spirit is now in control of your mind.
简单的说，就是现在你的灵在这里控制你的心思。
Because Paul says you are learning to set your mind on the spirit.
因为保罗说你在学习思念上面、思念灵的事情。
Yeah, in Romans
8,
把你的心思 to set your mind on the Spirit.
把你的心思摆在灵上面。
To learn to submit to the Spirit.
学习顺服灵。
Yeah, and let the Spirit control our mind.
然后让灵来控制我们的心思。
That is why Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 7.
所以保罗在提后第一章七节说
the Spirit. God has given us a spirit of a sound mind.
所以保罗说，神所赐给我们的是谨守的灵，也就是清明的心思。
Spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a spirit of a sound mind.
有能力。对，仁爱还有谨守的灵，就是有清明的心思。
That means the spirit wants to control my whole soul.
也就是说，灵要控制我整个人的魂。
Yeah.
是的。
And the main part here is the mind.
我的魂，这里最大的部分就是我的心思。
Because this is the seat of all the problems.
因为这个是所有问题的根源。
No wonder Paul said concerning transformation, it starts with the renewing of our mind.
难怪保罗说到我们要被变化的时候是从我们的心思开始。
That's why you misunderstand often.
难怪我们常常都会误会。
You think you are clever.
我们以为自己很聪明。
Maybe.
或许真的是很聪明。
But not concerning spiritual matters, no.
但是你的聪明不是关乎属灵的事情。
And you're not smart enough to really discern.
而且你的聪明也不够让你能够来分别。
Because Paul said, only a spiritual man discerns all things.
因为保罗说，唯有属灵的人参透万事，或者看透万事。
So in order to put on the new,
所以为了要穿上新人
，you have to be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
你必须在你的心思的灵里被更新。
Otherwise, there is no way for you to put on the new man.
否则你没有办法穿上新人。
That's why Paul inserted verse 23 there.
所以保罗在这里还加了第二十三节。
Be renewed in the spirit of your mind and you put on the new man.
所以要在心思的灵上被更新，并且穿上新人。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
And this new man was created...Not according to men, but according to God.
这新人不是照着人而被造，乃是照着神。
This new man is Christ.
这个新人是基督。
Created in chapter 2 of Ephesians by Christ.
在第二章里我们看见，这个新人是基督，在基督里面造成的。
Through his death and resurrection.
借着他的死和复活。
You have to learn to put on the new man.
我们要学习穿上新人。
Which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness.
它是照着神被造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
Righteousness and holiness must be real in the realm of truth.
公义和圣洁在真实的这个境界里面必须是真实实在的。
You have to be a person who loves the truth.
你必须是一个爱真理的人。
That means you are seeking for truth.
也就是说你是一个寻求真理的人。
Don't just believe anything.
不要人说什么你都信。
If you believe just anything and everything and everybody, I think you are not a person seeking the truth.
如果你什么人什么事都信，我不认为你是一个寻求真理的人。
So this new man,
所以这个新人
is created fully according to God.
他是完全照着神而被造的。
In true righteousness and holiness.
他有真实的公义和真实的公义和圣洁。
If we do that,
如果我们这么做
then it is very practical.
那就很实际的。
Put away lying.
很实际的，你就弃绝谎言。
Let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor.
个人与邻舍说实话。
Be angry and sin not.
生气却不要犯罪。
Ah, how do you do that?
怎么做得到呢？
你说新人不能生气了吗？
So the new man, he cannot be angry.
错了再错，你不能生气啊。
Even if the mistake is committed again and again, is it so?
No.
不。
It says, "Be angry and sin not."
这里是说生气却不要犯罪。
Because when you're angry, you're just angry in yourself. That is not of the new man. You're angry in the old man because you got offended.
如果你只是在你的旧人里面生气发怒，因为你被冒犯了。
You can't sleep 3 days and 3 nights.
3天3夜都睡不着觉。
And at the end, there'll be a volcanic explosion.
最后火山就要爆发出来。
But how can you be angry and sin not?
你怎么做得到生气而不要犯罪呢？
If you are in the spirit.
除非你在灵里。
If it is Christ in you reacting to the situation.
也就是说，基督在你的里面对这个情形有一个反应。
It's for the sake of righteousness and holiness.
乃是为着公义和圣洁。
For the sake of the truth.
为了真理的缘故。
Then, if you're angry,
如果你是为了这个才生气
in the spirit,
在灵里生气
then you will not sin.
你就不会犯罪
Otherwise, if you're angry with the, in the old man,
否则如果你是在你的旧人里面生气
Wow, it's going to come out of your mouth, verbally and in writing.
就会从你的里面发出来，不管是口语的还是书面语的。
Then you will sin.
你就会犯罪。
Do not let the sun go down on your wrath.
不可含怒到日落。
Why? Because if you do, you will give place to the devil.
因为如果你含怒到日落，你就会留地步给魔鬼。
Then the devil will use that.
那魔鬼就会利用这个机会。
To do his thing.
来做他的工作。
And that would be without end.
结果就没完没了。
Let him who steal, stole, steal no more.
从前偷窃的不要再偷。
Not only that, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give to those who are in need.
总要劳力。亲手做正经事，就可有余分给那缺少的人。
Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth.
污秽的言语一句都不可出口。
Wow, who can do that?
谁做得到？
The old man?
旧人办得到吗？
No.
不。
No, 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 no. We must say no, 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 no.
我们要说不不不不不。
The old man cannot do that.
没有一个人办得到。
But only the new man.
唯有新人。
Praise the Lord for the new man.
为着新人，我们。
The wonderful humanity of the Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督奇妙的。
You will never hear one corrupt word out of the mouth of this wonderful man, Lord Jesus.
你从不从这位主耶稣基督这个人的口中听到任何一句污秽的言语。
But from the mouth of the old man, daily, all the time you will hear a lot of corrupt things.
但是从旧人的口里，你天天都可以听到污秽的言语。
Yeah, but speak what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearer.
只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处或者恩典。
Amen. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God.
不要叫神的圣灵担忧。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
The old man will always resist the Holy Spirit.
旧人总是要在那里抵挡圣灵。
That's what the scripture says.
圣经是这么说。
You always resist the Holy Spirit.
他总是在那里抵挡圣灵。
Yeah. By whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
我们原是受了圣灵的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。
So if you live in the old man, You will be grieving the Holy Spirit many times. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice.
一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒，都要从你们中间除掉。
You know, I really appreciate Paul.
我真的很欣赏保罗。
He not only described the spiritual heavenly blessing, he also described the old man pretty good.
他不仅是很奇妙的形容了属天的福气。他也把旧人很生动地形容出来。
You need to be impressed with the old man, what it is and what it does.
你要对旧人有这个印象，它是怎样的，做一些什么。
Otherwise, you'll be doing a lot of things and didn't know that it came from the old man.
否则你做了很多事，你还不知道都是出于旧人的。
Paul used so many words to describe the old man.
保罗用了这么多的形容词来形容这个旧人。
I don't think we will be able to do that, right?
我想我们大概都没有办法这样来形容他。
Because we didn't care so much about the old man.
因为我们对旧人根本就不太理他。
We thought we are the new man, but
我们以为我们已经是新人了。
Now that's it, Paul, right?
但不是这么简单的。
And be kind to one another.
Amen.
Tender-hearted.Forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you.
并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
But you know, if you do not repent, even God could not forgive you.
但是你知道吗？如果你不要悔改，连神都没有办法饶恕你。
Don't think forgiveness is so easy.
不要以为蒙赦免是这么简单的事。
You do not confess your sins.
如果你不承认你的罪。
You said, I have no sin.
你说我没有犯罪。
I am fully right.
我是对的，百分之百对的。
Then God cannot forgive you.
那神没有办法饶恕你。
According to 1 John chapter 1 verse 9.
根据约翰一书一章九节。
Therefore, verse chapter 5, be imitators of God as dear children.
所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
If you say hallelujah, you are a son of God.
如果你说hallelujah，我是神的儿子。
Then you must imitate your heavenly father.
那你要学你天父的样式。
How can you imitate your heavenly father if you don't go to him?
但是如果你不来到他面前，你要如何学他？
You don't spend time with him.
你不花时间与他在一起。
You don't pray and see how does my heavenly father look like.
你不祷告，也不看一看我的天父长得什么样子。
What will he do?
他会做什么事？
What is he doing?
他现在在做什么？
What is he thinking?
他在想什么？
And if you want to know the Father, you have to look at His Son, Jesus Christ.
如果你要认识父，你要看他的儿子耶稣基督。
Because Christ is the expression of the invisible God.
因为基督就是我们所不能看见之神的表现。
If you read the four Gospels, you have to see how wonderful the Father is expressed through Christ.
如果你看这四本福音书，你就会看见。父是多么奇妙的，在主耶稣基督的身上被彰显出来。
And after you see that,
那你看到了之后，
you still need the Holy Spirit within you to lead you into all the reality. Otherwise, how are you going to imitate?
你还需要圣灵把你带入一切的真理真实，不然你要怎么效法他？
Don't think, oh, imitate the Father. Okay, imitate the Father.
你不要以为 ，OK， 我来学父的样子。
No.
不。
The Lord says, everything he did, he saw what the Father did, and then he do the same thing.
主说，凡他所做的，他都是看见父怎么做，他才照着做。
My time is up.
我的时间到了。